February 14, robed in Christ's righteousness. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Romans 4, 7 and 8. Well may our hearts turn to our Redeemer with the most perfect trust when we think of what he has done for us, even when we were sinners. Through faith we may rest in his love. Him that cometh to me, he says, I will in no wise cast out. John 6, 37. It would be a terrible thing to stand before God clothed in sinful garments, with his eye reading every secret of our lives. But through the efficacy of Christ's sacrifice, we may stand before God pure and spotless, our sins atoned for and pardoned. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. The redeemed sinner, clothed in the robes of Christ's righteousness, may stand in the presence of a sin-hating God, made perfect by the merits of the Savior. Only through faith in Christ's name can the sinner be saved. Faith in Christ is not the work of nature, but the work of God on human minds, wrought in the very soul by the Holy Spirit, who reveals Christ as Christ revealed the Father. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. With its justifying, sanctifying power, it is above what men call science. It is the science of eternal realities. Human science is often deceptive and misleading, but this heavenly science never misleads. It is so simple that a child may understand it, and yet the most learned men cannot explain it. It is inexplainable and immeasurable beyond all human expression. What inexpressible love has the Savior manifested toward the children of men? Not only does he take off the brand of sin, but he cleanses and purifies the soul, clothing it in the robe of his own righteousness, which is without spot, woven in the loom of heaven. He not only lifts the curse from the sinner, but brings him into oneness with himself, reflecting upon him the bright beams of his righteousness. He is welcomed by the heavenly universe, accepted in the beloved Son of God. What glory can fallen man, through repentance and faith, bring back to God?